You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
And on the line, I have Miss Yasina Gonzalez, who is with us today. She is a social activist and a very vocal person in terms of representation for Venezuelan migrants and their plight story, of course, also activism as well. Good morning to you and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Hello, good morning. Blessings to you all.
Good morning. And first,
thank you so much for having me here and thank you for the support. Thank you for everything.
First, let's say our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and citizens of Venezuela at this point in time. I know that it is catastrophe. I mean, you don't expect something like that, and to have two earthquakes back to back with measurements like 7.1 and 7.5 on the Richter scale. I know that no one could even fathom, far less plan for this. So just to understand exactly the order of how things have happened and what is taking place at the moment, can you give us an update on the story?
Well, before I give you not a little story, I could spend the whole day telling you about this nightmare, because it's like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at those videos, it's like I break down in tears, because I mean, seeing children inside in those buildings and young people trying to rescue them. This is not a natural disaster story anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is a human rights crisis. Blocking aid while people die is not governance, it's an abandonment. And this is what Delcy Rodriguez has done to us for 27 years. They destroyed a whole country with corruptions, lies, betrayal, and putting people under a lot of serious issue, like jail them because you protest against what you are not happy about, violation of human rights. I mean, people just have to run for the safety of their life. They feed criminals for 27 years. They mind the criminal for 27 years to do all kind of violence in the country. You would have seen 27 years ago. I remember I was in one of the protests. I even swallowed tear gas. And it's the worst thing that you could ever have, because you feel like, you know, like you just pass out. You know, you don't have, like, you just feel your body. You don't feel your body. You know, it is a terrible experience. And could you imagine how many of them, like those young students from the university, went and protest, fighting for their rights, freedom, and they, every time there was a protest, it was tear gas going into the children's hospital, and you will see all the army out.
So I know that that has happened before the earthquake. I am not so much on what the protests are happening now. What we want to find out now is what type of humanitarian aid is needed. Is there a clear emergency response from said government of Venezuela? What are the priorities and necessities that are needed right now?
Yes, what I want to finish to say, I know it's not about that, because right now we're facing a humanitarian crisis, but the government of Delcy Rodriguez has failed its duty to verify, inform, and protect all those people. That is what I want to say. The government blocked Venezuela. They are in the rubble, saving life. And they have not even sent one man from the army, or one police, local police. They sent the corrupted police to block people from getting aid. This is so sad. And they have that dictatorship where they don't even care about the pain, the grief, the loss. They're stopping people from wanting to find out where is the family, the place is smelling right through more flies. It's going to be a epidemic in Venezuela. We are going to get more worse than what we are right now. And worse than we are right now, it is no longer earthquake. It's a humanitarian crisis.
Have other countries come in to assist? Has the United States, Ecuador has sent a team as well. Chile, are these countries on the ground at the moment? Barbados, have you seen other relief efforts come in?
Yes, before I answer to you about this, I wanted to thank Trinidad and Tobago government. I thank the Prime Minister for the support. I thank all the Caribbean island, Barbados, for the support from sending aid for the people. And it's amazing to see how the United States have been sending so much aid, so much team, but it's never enough because the community of Trinidad and Tobago getting together. Yesterday I was busy trying to get clothes, food, sending the message, busy, because never enough. Venezuela is a lot of people who are injured, and besides that, there is people who don't have no food, who are with the loss of their family. It is so sad, very sad. People can't even breathe because of the smoke. We don't know if we hear that they may have some explosion took place somewhere in Yaracuy, you know? So the effect of this earthquake is going to be scary, you know, because mm-hmm. we don't know what next, because they're talking about tsunami, but we're getting help. And one of the things I have to say is President Bukele, that is El Salvador president, I wish and I pray to God that we could have a president like this, a president with the kind of heart in this country, in Trinidad and Tobago, or in any part of the world, because he is so kind. He opened the door for all the Venezuelans to go to El Salvador, sending a plane, until eventually they will be able to get over this nightmare and help them with food and shelter in El Salvador. I wish Trinidad and Tobago will open the door for these people. And it's not about they coming to take anything from you, because Venezuelans work very hard and they're willing to work and help. It is about getting aid, it is about getting help. It's a period where it's a darkness in front to us. And we, Trinidad and Tobago, right now we are facing a darkness of violence, a darkness of crime, a darkness of violation of human rights. I mean, it's not so terribly with violation of human rights. People respect the rights of the people, but not after having experienced the way since we have this migration and these people coming to Trinidad, running from their life, the safety of their life. Still, you know, they have been deporting them, abused them, put them in jail. And I really hope to God that they are not going to be entertaining the thought. National Security Minister Royal Alexander will not even thinking in his thought to be deporting people, because this is not the time. We have the rights to protect us. They are part of the whole process where people who seek an asylum, you will be able to send them into another country. All of that is slowed down. And right now, there is people in Trinidad very scared. All the Venezuelans scared who could not get to register. That could be deported, because they're talking about those who was deported and who come back. They're going to jail them this time. They are not going to send them back. So, you know, this is people who are in need. This is a crisis. So I really hope, and I ask the Minister of National Security, please pray to God. Pray to God that you will not even think in your mind to do something right now at this
time. I would think that diplomacy and, of course, taking things into serious consideration, that there is, as you said, a crisis happening in Venezuela at the moment, where infrastructure is no longer existent. I was about to ask you if electricity is back on, what is like water supply, and also going back to the question of what, in terms of priority, do persons who are in need at the moment, what do they need, and where can anyone who's listening to Freedom 106.5 right now can contribute, if it is not, you know, in terms of items of clothing, personal care, etc., in terms of being volunteer work to assist in the rebuilding of Venezuela. How can one do that?
Well, you know, we have the Venezuelan community in Trinidad setting up different areas where people could drop all those things, like, for instance, Pampers. They need Pampers, they need medications, they need a lot of painkiller, they need masks, they need, I could never end then to tell you, it's food, generally food and medication. Mm-hmm. This is what we need, you know, because it is not only those who are in, who were fed or was able to rescue, those who was rescued and the victims now, mm-hmm. but also those family of the victims who are also in needs right now, because there is no work in Venezuela. No places are open. People are not working. They just basically in this disaster. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tremendous disaster that the outcome of this disaster, I was reading something that somebody posted in social media about this guy who predicted the two earthquake in Venezuela. And there was question that it's a coincidence. And they talk about me saying also, you know, as a human right, she also not really predict, but when she advocate to the people about the situation.
Ms. Gonzalez, you have to come a little closer. You have to come a little closer to your mic. We're beginning to lose you a little bit.
Yes, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that, you know, usually when I send the message through my fight, the human rights fight, to get the right justice and to make sure that people get the rights, or they're not violating their rights, like, you know, all these things that people don't really have mercy and compassion, right? I usually send the message, and the message always be very accurate, because in the message, it's like I sensing what is going to happen. When I fighting for my people, or I fighting for anything, or I see something, I send the message to make you aware this is going to come, prepare yourself. And I think, I don't mean to scare anybody, because I live in here, and I am scared when I have to tell you this. But we need to prepare in Trinidad and Tobago, because Venezuela government, in 27 years, they never give us nothing. They thief, they corrupt. Delcy Rodriguez has to resign. And Diosdado Cabello, I don't think people calling his name too much, but he's the worst criminal, because he's violating people's rights. He's blocking people from getting aid right now in Venezuela. And he's a wanted man by the U.S. And he is the right man of Delcy Rodriguez. The two of them resign. We don't want them. We want them out. They're evil. As long as the people in power, Venezuela will be suffering. Venezuela will be facing all these negative, evil things. They are responsible for neglection in Venezuela. All those houses that fail for construction. At the time when the earthquake happened, Esteja, maybe about 24 hours before she called a state of emergency, she stayed silent. She didn't do anything. It's only the young people from the university was the one to go into those buildings with dogs, trying to save dog life, using their hand without gloves, the hand bleeding, open a hole with a hammock and shovel, to get little children who they just join the hand between the hole and say, help me, ayuda me, mi mamá, you know? I mean, this is so terrible. And this government, or Delcy Rodriguez, has never made a move to send a truck or a excaveta to trying to get people. They block all of that. And we believe that people are still living there, they're still alive. Now they say that stop all of that. People are still alive. People probably, but they're stopping everything. They don't allow them, those people who was the one to rescue those who suffer from this.
So if it is that these incidents are happening where, as you claim, the Delcy administration is withholding relief and withholding rescue workers to come into these areas to, if not continue the clearing rescue efforts. As I know, the days go on, there is less likely a chance of finding people alive. Are there organizations that you're reaching out to right now to highlight this issue?
Yes, it's right through social media. It's all over TikTok. It's all over the Venezuelan, the national news. It's all international news. You will see everything going on there right now. If I open my TikTok or if I go in Instagram, I could see all this video. It's very traumatic. I have been sending all the video in my Facebook page. I want people to see that we asking Delcy Rodríguez and Diosdado Cabello to resign. They are not competent. They stay silent. And Diosdado Cabello blocking all these people from getting aid. Are they going to resell those food? Because that's what they do. And I understand that they block all the different areas. And I am going to say very heavy, and I know this is something that this is allegation, that they are using the opportunity to send white powder to Trinidad and white powder in the Caribbean. That's what they are using.
Well, that is alleged. So to bring this into the story, I know that it is an opportunity, and I'm hoping that in your wanting to warn us about that, I believe that the authorities would know about these things so that we wouldn't have to worry where they would be concerned, where that is. All right. Now, I just want to be able to introduce your guest as well, your other guest. We have Sherry. Is that her name? Someone who is a citizen of Venezuela.
Hola, Sherry.
Yeah. So, can she hear us?
Sherry. She ain't hearing us.
All right, so while we try to organize that, let me get to another question as well. The in terms of having organizations who you are connected with to assist in terms of relief to Venezuela, is there anyone in particular that you're currently working with at the moment?
Well, as I said, it is all in my in TikTok. All the information is in my WhatsApp chat. It's in Facebook. All the information are there where I tell them where to go to do drop. If you have food, if you have at least one box of Panadol, you know, we didn't ask you to bring a whole drugstore, you know, but we ask you little bit will make it big, you know. Venezuela is rich and hot. You know, Venezuela is kind and grateful, and we are grateful for the help, because really and truly, I mean, as I time I have been living in Trinidad and experiencing this nightmare 26 years, and this is another nightmare again. I have to really truly thank some of the Trinidadians who are very kind for the people who are giving them work, and also those who are sending things to Venezuela. They're sending food. I think there was a boat that going up there where I saw something in social media where Trinidad sending food. And I do believe some Trinidadian contact me and telling me what do you need. And I tell them, look, we need medication. You know, so everything is in my TikTok page and Facebook, and you will see all the information.
All right. So for those who are people, so those who are interested in sending any aid in terms of clothing, food, medication, or even trying to volunteer their time, you can check out Ms. Gonzalez's page for that information. We have some voice notes coming in at 306-1065. Of course, the phone is open. The lines are open at 625-2257, 627-3223. Hello, good morning, and welcome.
Tell Yesenia Gonzalez to stop talking lies. My husband, my children, they all live in Venezuela. Yesterday, water has come in some pipe. They are getting a lot of help, and everything is coming back as it is. The airport and everything is clearing up. Even my grandson go out to help to pick up dead bodies and everything. Yesenia is just making noise and corrupted with herself.
Thanks so much for your comment. 625-2257, 627-3223. Hello, good morning. We'll get a comment on that in a minute. Good morning, welcome.
Well, at the end of the day, and I don't know, I heard two statements there. And all we need to do is, like, get the information from MoneyGram, you know, don't taint anybody. You may not, somebody may not be a favorite person, but don't taint anybody. So I think Ms. Tuska, I think we need to get some information on the ground, and Ms. Gonzalez need to correct. We comment on what happened there, or stop commenting, because we can't have you come into pain the place allegedly by the person that now spoke there, and then you say another story. So we need to actually get what's going on the ground to be able to have a clearer picture. So what's happening?
What's happening?
Ms. Gonzalez, I think Ms. Tuska, based on her statement, I think you need to kind of let her comment there, and she needs to hold breaks on any further negative comment.
Thanks so much for your call. Now, that comment that was played, it was on WhatsApp, and that was not Ms. Gonzalez making that comment. However, we are trying to get in contact with Sherry, who is a Venezuelan national, who would be able to tell us exactly what's happening on the ground at the moment. So we're just hoping and waiting to get some kind of connection with her. All right, let's take in another voice note at 3061065. Let's see here. All right. Not that one. This is for a little earlier. All right. If you have any other comments that you would like to make at 625-2257, 627-3223, and any questions as to how you can forward your services and or contribute to the AIDS effort, you can call now at 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. So in terms of the response so far, you are not that pleased with the actions of the government. Now, I'm asking this question not to be political, as I know that that is a issue that has been addressed by you on several occasions. We're looking from the perspective of the humanitarian effort that is happening right now. You're saying that more can be done. I know that still aftershocks are being felt. Is there any way that further relief can come in, and what exactly is necessary at this point in time?
Well, as I said, what is necessary is medications and also food, right? Mm-hmm. And remember, Venezuela is 26 million people living there. Venezuela is a huge country. Some areas in Venezuela are very poor. They never get water. They never got electricity, right? Don't when my sister living in Ciudad Bolivar, she don't get electricity for a whole week, you know, and now worse. Mm-hmm. The electricity keep coming and going. It is a huge, huge problem in Venezuela with water. There is no medicine in certain areas of Venezuela. In some areas of Venezuela, of course, some people are getting food and they're getting water. They have family who probably send food, especially Trinidadians who live in there. I'm sure they would not be in the poorest area in Venezuela, right? But if you look at the news, I'm not talking, and I have family living in Venezuela, and if you look at the news and you look at the videos, you will see the truth. You will see that this government of Delcy Rodríguez has to step down. She keeps silent. None of those equipment was working. They didn't have no equipment helping those people to get them out to the building. They still have people on the building. And they never send nobody. It's only the young people in Venezuela with their hands without gloves was able to cave and take out people, survivors, animals, you know. You could see all the videos. I mean, it is not something I make up or something that I want to say to be political because it's a humanitarian crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, you're still there, yes. All right, so what we're aiming for right now is for more aid to come to Venezuela. People can check out your social media platform, TikTok.
I want to share, yes, sorry.
Yeah?
I'm sorry to disturb you, right? I have something I want to share with you that I saw it in my WhatsApp, and I want to make sure that this thing is accurate and it's official, whatever. But they said the government of Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM, AFEA, Trinidad and Tobago support to Venezuela, and they send you different links to donate with money, national collect and drive, monetary donation for affected. So, you know, I just was getting this in my WhatsApp, and I want to make sure this thing is really accurate.
All right. So what we will do, yes. I will second and check in on that information as well. And once it is verified, I will continue to send out the message. All right?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez, I'm sorry that we couldn't get on to Sherry so that she could tell us exactly what's happening. But I know that communication would be a bit botchy at this point in time.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and thank you for the station. Call it again.
Freedom 106.5 FM.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate your interview, your support. And those people who are thinking that I get in political, no. I have a heart for my people. I love my people. And I want us to get over this nightmare. Mm-hmm. And please just be very careful in Trinidad because we're going to get a warning. And we need to be safe, okay? I will pray, and I just ask all the people who call in, all the people who contradicted my interview, please, it's not about me. Pray for Venezuela. Pray for my people. Continue praying for them. You could say what you want to me. It's okay. But pray for Venezuela. And pray for Trinidad and Tobago. I pray for Trinidad and Tobago this morning, all the time.
All right.
Venezuela needs prayer, okay?
Thank you so much, Ms. Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.